We welcome the good and analytical evaluation and the recommendations. We see that there is a clear understanding of interest on the ground and of the importance of tackling environmental questions. The declaration of biodiversity and root causes of conflict, while at the same time recognizing the institutional constraints in fragile countries. It is important to mitigate the sensitivity risk of the project for the region in which the project is implemented. Building on this understanding, we encourage the CEF to develop a robust policy framework which guides the work in fragile and conflict-affected situations. We agree with expanding the current CEF environmental and social safeguards in order to institutionalize this. We also see that revising policies and procedures to better adapt to rapid and substantial changes is good, but might be difficult in practice. We underline that monitoring and learning are crucial elements. It is good that this is incorporated in the recommendations. This should be done regularly, as conflict dynamics can change rapidly. We also recommend using the evaluation for peer learning. It is very good to see that the inclusion of indigenous peoples in the planning of projects has increased the sustainability of results.